Well, that was fun. For a political rally, these people really know how to party.
What am I gonna do with all these room keys?
I know, right? I got handed two room keys by a couple of gorgeous cosplayers, but we got serious work to do.
You only got two? I got seven. One of them's the key to the elevator machine room.
Proto, you hound!
I thought that con elevator was being extra nice to me.
Did you get her name at least?
Otis.
Well, look, we have limited time before someone on this planet realizes the revolution isn't just space junk. Let's split up and start asking around. I mean, maybe the locals know where there's a panda burrow or something.
You really didn't do any research, did you?
Well, as much as I hate to admit it, maybe I should have brought Proto 2 along for this mission.
Wow, you are getting desperate. I'm gonna start with this antique store here and see if they can help.
An antique store? Well, all right, fine, whatever. Just meet me back on this corner in 10 minutes, okay? I'm gonna look around out here.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Well, hello there. You must be here with the convention.
Yeah.
I don't get many from the geek crowd in here to look at the antiques. What can I help you with?
Pandas.
Pandas? Like ceramics or stuffed toys?
No, I'm looking for actual... Wait a second. Is that an entire aisle of old lawnmowers?
Yes, my father was a landscaper before the war, so we always had a lot of old power tools in the garage. I guess I played with them more than my toys when I was a kid. Well, now I'm something of a collector.
Me too. Wow, is that a Ransom Ajax Mark II?
Mark I, actually, but they're very similar. I see you know your lawnmowers, son. Not something I'd expect from someone your age.
Well, I'm about 80 metric years old, but that's still young for UTF service robot.
Oh, you kids and your imaginations. Tell me, what exactly are you looking to add to your collection?
Well, I've almost got the entire line of Wessel hedge trimmers.
Not sure I've heard of that brand. Are they European?
Wessel? No. They were designed for dangerously aggressive plant-based life forms.
You mean like Myconia or Creeping Myrtle?
More like Audrey 2. What I need is a Wessel Model C semi-automatic trimmer with the uranium power core.
Uranium core? I don't think we're allowed to carry anything like that.
It's nothing dangerous, just a small nuclear battery designed for Wessel trimmers.
Wait a minute, say what?
Nuclear Wessels. I'm looking for nuclear Wessels.
Wow, you came a long way for that one, didn't you?
Painfully so. Do you have any?
I'm afraid not. We really don't carry any of the old Soviet stuff.
Aw, man.
Sorry about that, son. Is there anything else I can interest you in?
Only if you've got spark plugs for a 1942 Jacobson Lawn Queen.
Why, yes. I've got a full box right here, in fact.
You do?
I'll tell you what. Nobody's ever shown an interest in these old things, so why don't you have them just on the house?
Really?
Absolutely.
Listen. You see all those welding goggles, dead pocket watches, and miscellaneous gears you've got on the discount rack over there?
That old pile of junk? What about it?
Put it all into storage for about 5 years, then put them in the front window for $50 each.
What? Are you crazy, son?
Take my word for it.
Well, I guess I'll give it a shot. It looks like you're getting a page there, kiddo.
That must be the cap... my dad. But we weren't supposed to meet for another 5 minutes.
Well, you'd better run along, then. Good luck finding what you're looking for.
Thank you very much, sir.
What a nice job.
What is it, Captain? Did you find the pandas?
I just might have, Proto. I was wandering the street when I saw a suspiciously well-placed billboard that suggested I look in something called the Yellow Pages.
And they told you where to find pandas?
Well, here, take a look for yourself.
There's a restaurant called Panda Express?
No wonder they went extinct, Proto. They were being eaten in fast food joints in this time period. And look, there's one right across the street.
Excellent. Let's go in and see if we can buy a whole panda before they butcher it.
Welcome to Panda Express. How can I help?
We'd like a panda.
Excuse me?
One whole live panda, please. Two if you've got enough.
You two are here for the Comic-Con, aren't you?
Yes.
Look, I don't have time for this, okay? It's lunchtime and there's a line out the door. Now, do you want some noodles or what?
Noodles? We came here for pandas. I mean, why is this called Panda Express if you don't have pandas?
If you want to see pandas, go to the zoo. But if you're not going to order anything, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
The zoo, of course.
What's a zoo?
Before the transgenetic movement created talking animals with constitutional rights, humans used to keep rare and exotic animals in cages in public parks.
But in cages? They just, like, truck lions out to San Diego? Diego. Why would they do that?
So they could see the animals in their natural habitat.
What? But that makes no sense. That'd be like keeping humpback whales in a tank on a starship with no noticeable way for them to breathe.
Look that one up, kids.
Manager to the floor, please. Manager to the floor.
Look, we better get out of here. I think we're pissing off the natives.
So what's the plan, then?
Well, if they've got pandas at the zoo, we just wait till nightfall, land the birdmobile inside the panda enclosure, stuff a couple of them into the back, and get the hell out of here before anyone notices.
Wait. We're just going to steal pandas from the zoo?
They're not property, Proto. I think by UTF law, they're considered political prisoners.
There is no UTF yet, Captain. Not for at least another 250 years.
Well, if we don't grab these pandas and get home, there won't be a UTF where we come from either.
But, Captain...
Look, I'd love to find a better way. I mean, if I had 21st century money, I'd just buy a six-pack of pandas, bring them home, and hand them out as Seuss Day presents. But there's nothing we can give these people that won't fundamentally screw up our timeline. We have nothing to barter with that wouldn't add our futuristic technology to this planet.
But we can subtract two pandas?
We're going to subtract two pandas. Now let's get back to the Birdmobile and contact Proto 2.